Die staatsbeheerde lughawemaatskappy van Suid-Afrika of Aksa het vandag resultate bekend gemaak en die maatskappy het 'n reuse verlies van 2,6 miljard rand gelei. En dit volg nadat Aksa in sy vorige boekjaar 'n wins van 1,4 miljard rand verdien het. En dit is net die tweede keer in die maatskappy se 28-jarige bestaan dat dit 'n verlies gelei het en dit is ook sy grootste verlies ooit. Aksa bedryf natuurlik 9 van Suid-Afrika se grootste lughawens. Sipho Mandla Mthethwa is op die lyn. Hy is Aksa se finansiële hoof. Sipho Mandla, thank you so much for joining me. Aksa has made profits for 26 of the previous 28 years. In which other year did Aksa lose money?
Good evening. Thank you very much for giving us the opportunity. The last time we lost money was in 2010-11.
So that is about a decade ago.
It was a loss of about 281 million rand. Nothing in comparison to what we've seen with COVID.
Well, the losses obviously flowed from the devastating impact of COVID-19 on various industries, especially the airline and the tourism industries, and the lockdown measures we've seen all around the world, including South Africa. But can you put this 2.6 billion rand loss into perspective for us?
What we saw, obviously, we operated in an environment which was very much under lockdown with many restrictions on both domestic and international travel. So we saw a significant decline in traffic year on year of about 78%, and also on the what we call a non-aeronautical portfolio, which is basically like car hire, parking at the airport, retail, and all of that, also taking a knock. So our revenue reduced from 7.1 billion to 2.2 billion, primarily because of that. However, I must indicate we very early at the beginning of the financial year, we realized that the impact of COVID would be severe and also long term. We intervened to basically reduce our operating costs significantly, and also to reduce our capital. And we also went out to look for funding to maintain liquidity. So if you look at even the cost base, it was reduced. So the loss could have been worse if we didn't intervene at the right time. So when you look at our income statement, you'll see a significant reduction in cost and also leading us. Although, if you look at the revenue shortfall, even our cost reduction measures wouldn't make up for the significant drop in revenue.
Where does this leave Aksa and its balance sheet? Because I think many taxpayers are very concerned when state-owned enterprises report losses like this. What is the financial position now of the company following this dreadful year?
No, we are in a very good position as airports company. If you look at the numbers that we published, we have total assets of 31 billion rand, low levels of debt. Our net asset value after taking into account liabilities is over 20 billion rand. So we are in a very strong financial position. We also, due to our fundraising efforts, we issued preference shares and we also disposed of our investment in India. So from a cash perspective, we finished the year with cash balances of just over 2.3 billion. And given the improving operating environment, we are in a very good space. We have no intention whatsoever to ask government for a bailout.
And the airport taxes paid by people flying, people buying tickets, and which airlines pay, what do you foresee will happen to those, the tariffs we pay to Aksa to be able to fly?
Currently, for this year, the tariffs only increased by 3.3%. And next year, by 3.1%. Obviously, our tariffs, given our dominant market position, are regulated by the economic regulator. We will be sometime next year be going to the regulator to propose tariff increases for the 5 years beginning 2023-2024. And it's only then one can determine the quantum thereof. But where we are sitting, we believe that there is a need for some tariff assistance, given the fact that we have actually made the company efficient. We have reduced our space, we have limited our capital. However, with the low traffic numbers, we need to get to some point of break even. Even if there is a tariff increase, it won't mean that for us we are suddenly making huge profits. It will just be recovering the very prudent cost that we are incurring as a company.
Have you seen a significant recovery in air traffic?
Yes, I think this year, yes, it started very well. Obviously, we had the third wave, which did slow down. But what is encouraging now is that we have, obviously, which has been removed from the red list in the UK. We are seeing airlines coming back. We are seeing the traffic numbers improving. So we are hoping for a very good second half of this financial year. Also hoping that the vaccination program does assist in that we don't necessarily need a serious lockdown in December, January, which is generally our peak season.
Sipho Maandla, thank you so much for your time today. That was Sipho Maandla Mtetwa. Hy is Absa se finansiële hoof. Chantal, het jy gekyk na die syfers?
Ek het nie in detail daarna gekyk nie, maar ek dink dat Absa behoort hierdie te kan terugklou, as ek het so kan stel. As mens kyk na die vorige jaar, het hulle 1.2 miljard wins getoon. So 2.6 miljard verlies, behoort hulle in so 2 na 2.5 jaar op te maak as dinge begin normaliseer. Vooral as hulle kan aanhou met hulle kosteverminderings wat hulle nou in plek gestel het. So ek dink hulle kan terugkom van hier af. Ek dink nie ons kyk na nog 'n Eskom of
nee, ek dink daar was net nie. ek dink daar's net so oor die 7 miljard rand se skuld op die balans staat en daar is heelwat bates en ek dink in baie opsigte kyk 'n mens Absa soms mis as 'n staatsbeheerde entiteit. Hy word dalk 'n bietjie beter bestuur as baie van die ander.
Hy word definitief baie beter bestuur en ek dink hulle het ook nogals goed gedoen in terme van hulle belegging in hulle eie infrastruktuur. As mens kyk nou hoe hulle bates lyk dit goed. Dit lyk wêreldklas. So ek dink hulle behoort te kan omkeer van hierdie punt af en ek dink hulle is ook hulle is swaaf kalm oor hulle situasie wat wys dat hulle swaaf weet wat hulle moet doen vorentoe.